Benefactor of instruction, Upadehi Samritam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired all things, all rushes and the process by which very easily we can do it. We can have that rush. But one thing you should remember for always. In Kali Yuga, Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Harir Namaiva Kevalam. Kalau nasteva nasteva gati ranjanata. Oh, Kali Yuga. No yoga, tapasya, nothing. And among the so many limbs of bhakti, oh, this Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, this Nam Sankirtan is most prominent. Everything is Nam, in name. Everything. Namaha Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Suddho Nitya Mukto Abhinatvana. You should always have strong faith in these lines. Always, always. Know anything, nothing. Only this. Even what is sadhan, what is sadhya? All are in name. But there is some process. Everything. In the guidance of a very rasik tattvagya Vaishnava. Always chanting name. And by name all things will come. Nothing to meditate what word today, yesterday in night? Excupulation. What name? Don't use that. Everything will come. But one thing we should try to keep that transcendental wealth in our heart. Like soul. Not to or distribute. If you are distributing, what it will be? Like camphor. How to keep camphor? If you are keeping it open, then it will go away in a moment. So keep in a bottle with some black paper. Then it will not go. So this is heart or is bottle. And with black paper. Paper? Kali mirch. Or with. Paper.
Paper.
He knows better than you. No harm. I know. Oh, he knows better than anyone. Kali mirch. Black. What is spelling? R also. Anyhow, so keep it. Very tight, very tight. What is the meaning of very tight? Airtight. This is a screwdriver. Only we should make it out. Oh, like Mahaprabhu, with only 3.5 yen. Otherwise, no. Because this is life and soul. If tears are coming, but after some time you will see that your tears are gone. They will never return. So, you should try to keep it in mind. Keep it sacred. Don't take it to market, in the market, fish market, here and there. No? Only to them who are very qualified. Oh, fish bird, fish bird. In their ears only. This is like black pepper. Very carefully, my dear. Oh, children. Try to obey. Neither you will lose everything. I want that this you should do. Also, you should try to follow all the principles of teachings of Rupa Goswami. And that is why he has kept the name, what? Oh, Amrita, nectar. Nectar of his instructions. Whose instruction? His own. Oh, Mahaprabhu instructions. And by following, oh, you can very easily. You can. Oh, test that nectar. These nectars are in two shapes, in two forms. One, not to do, and next, to do. What we should do and what we should not do. First, not to do. For whom it is told, so want to take the nectar of Mahaprabhu instruction. And what is that? Oh, Radha Anuga. But in this stage of what? Or Rati. For them, not for ordinary. A very deep meaning. So try to follow them. As a nectar. So he is telling first, Vacho Vegam, Manasah Krodha Vegam, Jihva Vegam, Udaro Pastha Vegam, Etan Vegan Jovishahe Tadhira, Sarvam Api Imam, Prithvi Sashishya. Try to follow this. If you want to best enjoy that nectar, what is that meaning? Yes? In brief? No? There are so many. Oh, give one. Where?
Srila Rupa Goswami is saying that there are 60 Vacho Vegam. We should control his Vacho or speech.
If you are not understanding, you may question. Try to hear very carefully. Oh, this is nectar.
He should control his tongue, speaking only about Krishna and not letting the tongue speak sense gratification. Then, just the example Srila Gurudev often gives is Sita Devi, who by pastime did not control her tongue with Lakshman, and there was a whole war because of that, and so many died. Similarly, Draupadi did not control her tongue with Duryodhana. She made fun of him, and because of that one statement, there was a whole Mahabharata war. So the tongue has strong will to do the right thing. It quickly goes back and forth, but it's a great source of danger. Vacho Vegam Manasa, controlling the mind and always thinking of Krishna. Manasa Krodha, controlling the anger. Manasa Krodha Vegam. Vegam means pushing. Vacho Vegam Manasa Krodha.
But it will be better, to bitter. Very bitter. Oh, devotees don't want to take. What they want? Oh, only rush of very sweet past times of what? In night and nishanta and in midday. But not this. This is more important. Otherwise, not good. What is the meaning of sabar? A sabar, sober person? Sober means? Dheer. Sober person. Who can tolerate the urge to speak? Oh, this is the problem. This, Ten has no
backbone.
See, Max squirrels everywhere. So you know, I've told so many times. Oh, you should not speak, but as you like. What it wants, or don't do. And it caused this turn uncontrolled. Mahabharata battle and
Ramayana
battle of Lanka. And all that destroyed. Not only. Don't tell sweet pastimes of Krishna, of Ashtakaliya, which are in Govinda Lila Amrita and Krishna Bhavama Amrita to others. Oh, this is also a kind of You should try to control, otherwise it will be also. So we should control this very hard. But still, if you want a drop of nectar, you should control. Not here and there, in markets here. And then, krodhvegam. What is the meaning of krodhvegam? Vichitri. What is the meaning of krodhvegam? You should explain something. Very quickly. We should try to control krodhvegam. What should we do? Oh, this is first thing. And from where it comes? From there, where there are so many desires. Where there is no desire, no growth, nothing. And he will be very happy, always happy, smiling always. His face will tell, oh, no anger. So first we should try to take this drop of nectar, if you want to. Oh, enjoy nectar of transcendental nectar of Krishna and Radhika. Jiva Begum. Oh, some Pepsi, some what?
Coca-Cola.
I hear also so many drinks. So many things. Try to control. Only to maintain your life, you should be like Raghunath Das. Then no desire will come. Oh, he told a new thing. Oh, a straight line from here. All the important things are here. Mind. Then tan. Then belly. And more. Oh, very, very bad. And also this is in straight. So we should try to control. Who can control? Even Shankar, he felt. Even Brahma felt. Only Haridas Thakur was it. Why? He was offered his everything to Krishna, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if anyone is like Haridas Thakur. Then Maya may come in a very beautiful, say, young lady. Oh, you should wait. I will fulfill your desire. Oh, wait a little. I am in a what? Yajna. One koti harinam. Wait. Oh, very soon it will be finished. You should sit down and wait. I will surely fulfill your desire. And it was not finished in one day, 2 days. It took 3 days. Hare Nam, Hare Nam, then Hare Nam, for three. Or surely, anyone. If they will chant like this, what? Surely. And it became so, the lust of that prostitute at once was washed. In a straight line, everything. Then mind, stomach, what? I don't know this. And this, all there, became pure. And she became like Haridas Thakur, not like, but the quality some came. And she became at once renowned. Oh, Prabhu, I want to praise you. Oh, go to your house, sell your whole property and give it to donation to the greedy Brahmins. They can very easily. Oh, don't give anything. Oh, you should be Aknish Kinchan. Only one food. Quite. And see. Oh, very beautiful, teeny as that girl. And he left everything. And then he came again and Haridas Thakur told, I'm giving you this nectar. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Don't go here and there. You should be seated here. Only to clean your body, to wash urine and all these things you can go. Here is Ganges, you should take bath. Or here, in my dish, ashram tulasi. Day and night without rest. And she did. And now, who was she? High class of devotee. All high class of devotee used to come to see. Oh, how it became impossible, possible. So it can be. Surely. And very wonderful. So we should try to follow this. No? Then his guru, actually, whole world is his disciple. Even Brahman Shankar will come to see, to take the darshan. Even Krishna may come when she is chanting. So we should try to follow. And then second, oh, property is so much. You should try to read it and to follow. And then second drop. Atyahara prasarsascha prabal prajalpo niyamagra janasangascha laulancha sarabhi bhakti vinashyati. Oh. You should not down in your heart. Atyahara prayasascha prajalpo niyamagraha janasangascha laulancha sarvir bhakti vinashya. What meaning? Oh, very carefully you should see. Sarvir bhakti vinashyati. What is the meaning? Oh, he has bhakti. He has taken initiation. And he has some bhakti. And if it is even to taste like ruchi has come, our Shakti is going to come. Amen. Oh, you are doing these things. Oh, from there your bhakti will go. Understood? Bhakti has grown up to Ruchi or Ashakti. It is coming. And you are doing even. You will follow. So these two first drops of nectar, very important. And if you are not falling, then you will see that Arop Siddha Bhakti and Sang Siddha Bhakti is, oh, what we are following, this is main thing. And this is Shuddha Bhakti. And then what will be the result? I want to tell you that there is a very weak center of ISKCON in Calcutta. Oh, yesterday we saw from anywhere. Oh, 90 devotees had been arrested. They were quarreling to kill each other. And who are they? God brothers. All took initiation from this great personality. Now they were quarreling. What? To control that center and all. One has become guru, controlling all. One. Like what? JVC or anyone. And we are all guru, controller of all. And second party, they have no faith in them. And they are a Ritvik. They want to control all, whole ISKCON. That we are real ISKCON, they are telling we are. But who are real ISKCON? Who is? Which party? Oh, I think that those who have been arrested and have been given to jail, they are really ISKCON. I want that we should not be like that. From beginning, we should control all these things. Otherwise, you are bound to do like that. And that is why I am not going to establish so much big, big centers here, there in Los Angeles or what? San Diego. Or anywhere. I am not going. I want that you should practice all these things and preach in whole world. That is the best. Tell them, oh, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Ayubakila. Kalo Naste, Naste, Naste. Oh, you should chant and be like a guru and tell others. Be guru means? What is the meaning? Oh, you should practice. And you should tolerate all these things. Practice all these things and then be guru. And then to tell others, then really he is Vaishnava. He will be akinchan dinhin, very humble, not to quarrel with anyone. Why they are quarreling? For bhakti quarreling or what? Only for what? Being greedy for mundane achievements. Only there. Oh, I pray you, request you not to do like so. Very humble. Who?
Anyone who's following those. Someone is following this.
We know that who is taking name, chanting, and taking rim, all these things. Oh, they can do, so they must be Vaishnava. They cannot fall down. Never. Understand by it, what I'm telling. If only he is following these things, but not chanting, remembering, and not in the guidance of any Vaishnava. Or really he is not Vaishnava. For them it has not been told. It has been told for one who had taken initiation following Guru all teachings, and he has taste in name, and Ashakti is going to come. Offenses are adhikansh rup mein chal. Or like Srimad Bhagavat, it has been told. Nashta prayesu abhadresu nityam bhagavat sevaya. For them. Understand? But only atyahar prayasya they are following. And also first, but they cannot. Anyone in whole world, they cannot. Yes, from beginning. How Bacho Begum, Krodh Begum, Jiva Upar, how they will go? How they will go? How he can tolerate? First, like this, he should accept bhakti, and by the power of bhakti, as much bhakti will come, they will go. So, without bhakti, anything can bachobe cannot be given. You will not be strong enough to be. So first, he is initiated, and after he is chanting, remembering, serving Guru, and also he is somewhat advanced. Mahaprabhu, oh, you should stand up. Where you are? You are here? Where you were? Oh, stand up. I don't like these things. Why? You know that I will come. Then why? You may come late. I don't like all these things. You always do mistakes. Sometimes I am very not to tolerate all these things. Try to be in line. Also, you can see, all are here. Baitho or kya karega? Murkha. Holy persons. You could not hear all these things. And I wanted that you should all hear. Very important points.
Oh,
this
so
is this is the meaning for those who are in jail. This is only for me, that I will be guru. From beginning, when they took initiation and they began to become a guru, I am guru now. Oh Gurudev, give me some jhola mala, and I want to initiate others. Very good. From beginning they want to be, but really they are not guru. Rup Goswami, how many disciples? Sanatan Goswami, how many? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how many? Then utsahat nishya dharya tatat kan pramartana sangatyagyat sato vritti sadhri bhakti prasityati. Bolo, Madhav Maharaj ji. Yes, sir. Utsahat nishya, very brief, not so much. After that we will go, and next day again remaining. I want to come to last point. Upadesha Saram. These are the six principles favorable to the execution of pure devotional. First, being enthusiastic. What is the meaning? Not enthusiastic for quarrel, for all these things. Oh, to take chanting Hari name, hearing pure Hari Katha, to be in high class of association. So in all these things, you should be always happy. Jayatma samprishidati. So we should be enthusiastic. Not like very loose-minded, loose-body, idleness, no. Then, second, endeavoring with confidence. What confidence? Oh, surely one day, very soon, will achieve this nectar, bhakti, pure bhakti. Surely we will have the service of Radha and Krishna, the service of Mahaprabhu. Surely we will gain. So this confidence should be there. If no confidence, how you can do? And third, being patient. What is the meaning? Oh, today I have not Shuddha Sattva has come in our heart. And I want to see Radha and Krishna conjugal, but we are not doing it. So I better it to give up. No. Passion. It will come, but in its own time it will come. But for whom these are told? Ussahar, if he is initiated, if he has some taste in chanting name, hearing Hari Katha, serving Guru, Vaishnava, then it has been told for them, not for only beginners. Oh, it has been told. Then, being patient. Be patient. If in thousand and thousand of births you are having this, what? Rati is coming. Oh, very soon it is. Don't be, what?
Hopefully.
Weak. Don't be weak. Action according to regulative principles, such as Samadham, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, all this. Especially, what? Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Sraman, Mathura Vas, and if no offensive, very quickly, if you are, as I told, even in thousands of births we will have these things. Oh, very. Because we are coming from where? Oh, from beginning of the creation. Anyone cannot tell that, oh, how many yugas and how many all these things, how many Brahma has been changed. So many thousand and lakhs and uncountable Brahma has been changed. So, if you will see these things, or if it is in 100,000 lakhs, even. Bas. Oh, no how. Don't try to jump. Oh, pray for the mercy of Krishna and Guru, especially and Vaishnava. Abounding the association of non-devotees. It has been good. Following in the footsteps steps of previous arms. What is the meaning? How they maintain their life? We should try to follow. Grihastha like Grihastha and those who are renounced, all life. What? Raghunath Das Goswami, how he maintained his life? Oh, you should follow. What? Renounced. And Grihastha, you should follow like She was Bhavananda and others, Pandavas like. And then, if you are not following, you are going to have so many things. But like so many factors, you are getting any share of what?
Ford company
and this, being a renounced order, what will be? You will be destroyed. Grihastha bhakti, they can do something for maintenance. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told. For Pandavas they have told, Krishna told that you should fight against that. But for Uddhava, for Narada, for Vyas, Sukadeva Goswami, he never told. They were all present at that time. So we should all. And then, pure nectar will come. Don't see that I am your. I want that, my dear children. If any ignorant, they can think. Anyhow, I want to give them fire and with what? Hammer. I want to hammering them to be pure. If you are like so, then come as a disciple to me. Otherwise, you should be very, very far away from me. I don't want to make so many problems for you. So, you should try to realize all these things and to be pure for Krishna consciousness. I don't want that you should go to jail as they are. Explaining the nectar of instruction. I told you the instructions are of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami giving how we can enter in the or sweet pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then to Radha Krishna Yugal. So we have done third shloka also. How we should behave with Vaishnava to have something, to give something, to take something, how to hear, and how to follow. So, dadati pratigrahnati goyam akhyati prichati bhunte bhojate chayuva sarvidham pritilakshanam. If you knowingly or unknowingly you are associating with bad elements, all their qualities come in you. If they are mayavadi, istrishangi, asadhu, unknowingly even, or knowingly you are meaning, then these bad many habits and everything, very soon it will come. And if it is done to a high class of devotees, knowingly or not even knowingly, not even asking him any question, nothing doing, even the atoms from his body, his soul will come and it will elevate you. And if something giving, taking, hearing, serving, then What to tell? So dadati, pratigrahinati. Oh, Shyamrani, you're so rich.
So in this fourth verse, the Dati Pratigrihnati, exchanging gifts, Bhunte, exchanging gifts, giving and taking, the Dati Pratigrihnati, Guhyam Atyati Prichchati, revealing my mind in confidence, and here,
Gojati Prichchati, Goyam Akhyati Prichchati. He has translated, Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami, opening one's mind to devotee. Who is pure devotee? Among the all devotees, Gurudev is pure devotee. So here, opening one's mind, mind means heart. We should try to open our heart. If you are not opening, or blocking and not opening, then what will be? It will be more than atom bomb. And you, in your heart it will burst.
Explode.
And you will be
explode and expire.
I know that so many devotees, they want to conceal something here. But it is very bad, very bad. They tell that, don't tell this to Gurudev. Otherwise, something will come. I think our Gurudev used to tell that who has something here hidden from Gurudev, they will be very far away from Gurudev, real devotee. And if they are very far, they want to be far away, not so much open-hearted, it means there something is black in heart. हम लोग कहते हैं दाल में काला है. In dal there is some blackish. In Indian proverb, there is something wrong. So we should try to open our heart. There must be one to whom I can open my heart like a diary. And he can read everything. Nothing to conceal, nothing to hide. Then he will very soon progress and he can serve Gurudev. Otherwise not. Always he will fear and he will try to be. So, oh, prasadam, chaturvidhasi, Bhagavat Prasad. Svadvannan Triptan Haribhakta Sanghan. In Haribhakta Sanghan, in the assembly of Haribhakta, oh Gurudev is very expert to take prasadam and to give prasadam. Oh, I think it will be better that, I am not taking anything, but distributing to all devotees. Oh, this will give him more happiness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he never used to take anything, very little. And those who are not so tasteful, one lafra benjan. But he used to suck all. So we should try to be. I think prasadam here means anything. Don't keep for you. Your everything should be for Krishna and Guru and Vaishnava. Then you will be true devotee. Krishneti jasya giring tang manasad. Dikshast cheta pranatabhishya bhajantamisham susrusya bhajan vigyamanan namanna nindaj sunya hrde makshapti sanga labdhva. Oh, what is translating? You should read translation. What he is doing? Swamiji. One should mentally honor 47. Gring tang manasadriyata. What is the meaning? He told Arjuna. And moreover, anything?
He said that their character may not be perfect, and they may be like Kanishta Adhikari, but you should not disrespect them in any way. That's what he said.
But if he is Mayavadi enchanting, and if he is Dharma Dhaji, Sahajiya Sakhi Bhegi, should we give honor or not? So we should tell all these things. Not this will do. And here it has been told, manasadriyata. Why? Because if he is not Mayavadi, not associating with Mayavadi, or Sahajiya Sakhi Bheki or anything, not Istri Sangi. And he is chanting, so we should honor him by might, by heart, that he is in our
family.
But not doing pranam, because he is Kanishta Adhikari. And who is doing? Oh, he is Madhyam Adhikari. These teachings are for Madhyam Adhikari. So if he should, by mind he should do, not doing actually pranam. Why? Oh, because that person is Kanishta Adhikari. He cannot tolerate that. And so many persons, they cannot reconcile this. So, better to do pranam by mind. Oh, he is in our family. Oh, one day he will be. Okay.
If someone is chanting more than once, daily, and he's not a Mayavadi, not Sri Sanghi, but he doesn't have proper respect for
it. Respected like this, by mind, not by doing pranam.
He must be Kanishta. If he is not honoring other Vaishnavas, then he must be Kanishta.
Kanishta. Oh, Kanishta to Kanishta. Prakriti. So, we should only, one day he will be like this. If he is chanting whole day and night, even if he is not giving proper respect to Vaishnavas, he should be considered Kanishta Adhikari. Anyhow, he can chant. And what? How chanting? Hare Krishna, but his mind will be here and there. So many problems. Madhyam Adhikari at least knows all these things, something. So he should respect like this. And others are okay. But if anyone nindadi sunya, no
criticizing,
whether he is bad or good, never to criticize. Par svabhav karmani jah nindeta sa asubh bharsate swartha. Or you should not criticize anyone. If he is good, don't. Offense. And if he is bad and you are criticizing, even all the bad qualities of that bad person will come to you. Don't do nothing. A guru can do. He is very powerful. He cannot take any bad things. He is so much powerful. But others, Madhyam Adhikari, those who are in Madhyam Kanishta, they cannot do. They may fall. So we should be always careful. So, nindadi sunna, susushya bhajana vigyam ananya, ananya bhajana vigyam. Ananya. Always. Like?
unbroken scheme of
unbroken. And they are doing bhajan. What? Ashtakali Leela bhajan also. Then you should do Sushrusha. Sushrusha means you should serve by always, thinking that he is my real bandhu. Don't be far away from him. Another sir, okay. Dishtai subhava janitair vapusascha dosair na praktatvamiha bhakta janasya pashet gangambasam nakhalu vadvadvayna pankai brahma tattvam vakacchate nirvadar. You can speak. Not so lengthy. You can.
So,
oh yeah, remember.
Srila Rupa Goswami Pad is instructing us here, we should not behave Vaishnavas, seeing their externally behavior. Some may be, according to their construction of their body, maybe some was not so handsome, look like ugly, some voice is not so sweet. Just like Ostavakra Rishi, he is bended in so many forms in his body, but his soul is good. So everyone who is doing bhajan and pure bhajan, their soul is good, maybe his outwardly look like so ugly or maybe hurts the world. Just like Bhagavad Sobhaji Maharaj used to spread skin and bone of pieces here and there in his boundary, the nun can come and disturb him. So seeing this external behavior, who is besides? Vishtai Savajanitai Vapusas Dosa, not Akiratami Bhakta Janasapasya. We should not think him that, oh, he is a man.
Tannama Rupa Charitadi. Sukattananu Anusmityo Krameena Rasanamanasini Yujyatisthan Braje Tadanuragi Jananugami Kalam Naed Ikhilam Ityupadesha Sar. This is essence of all the teaching. Rup Goswami collecting and he is giving. What? Tannam Rup Charitadi. Oh, you should read first translation done by Swamiji and then something.
This is text 8 of the next
4 hours. Why? 24 hours. Oh, you should try.
That's 16 8. Rounds.
Not only 16 rounds only. And give other times to other bad things or good things. Don't do. Go on. Very good suggestion. And explanation, anuvad is also. Translation is very high. So you should try to follow.
The essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time, 24 hours a day, in nicely chanting and remembering.
Oh, what is the meaning of nice? Nice chanting? Nice means pure name, without offense. Oh, Nirmal Hirday. Nirmal Hirday, you know?
Pure heart. And with relation.
With relation, with diksha. Diksha has been done. Diksha. The Divya Gyan has come. What is Divya Gyan? Transcendental knowledge. Relation with Krishna has come. And then ksha, all kinds of sins, offenses, anarths, all kinds have gone. This is nice chanting. Remembering Krishna pastimes, which each word, Damodar, then what? Pastimes of? Dambandhan Lila. So, always like this. Then, in name everything is there, all rasas are there, all pastimes are there, all powers are there, everything. Then, yeah. Name, transcendental form, go on.
One should engage 24 hours a day in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes. Thereby, gradually engaging one's tongue and mind. In this way, one should reside in Braj, the Loka Vrindavan Dham, and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his devotional service.
His purport depends on the explanation of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Always he tries to depend on the explanations of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And he also cares for the explanation done by Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It is so authentic and so good. You should read in the translation, transcendental yes.
Again.
Try to hear this. Not here. Take here. Oh, I am Gurudev, I am hearing. Why you are telling so many times? Bring a glass of water, my dear Radhanath Prabhu. Hearing? Yes, Gurudev, hearing. Oh, Radhanath, bring a glass of water.
I am not deaf, Gurudev.
Gurudev, am I deaf that you are telling, repeating? I know and I have heard. Radhanath Prabhu, go and bring. Oh, so you have not told before. And there was any water there kept for anyone, and he went and brought. Oh, from where you learn? Is it
pure
and to take or not? Oh, I don't know. You wanted water, I brought water. Oh, this will not. In all round, it should be pure. And always try to know the aim and object of your Gurudev. If you are not knowing, fully not knowing, that you are not disciple yet fully. There is something like it. A real devotee, a real disciples. He knows what Gurudev. Gurudev has come from anyone, any place. And his lips are dry. And anyone, oh, gives fan. Why drink? He requires water. Oh, bring very good water as he likes. Oh, fanning afterward. If sweating, then you should do. And it is so cold, and you brought a very big pankha. Fine. We should not do. There were two monkeys like me. No? Two monkeys like me. And Gurudev was lying down. And the two disciples, like monkeys, they were sitting this side, that side, and massaging Gurudev's feet. Yes, like this. They are both fans. Massaging. After that, one was doing fanning. But unluckily, this side fan, touched somewhat in the feet of Gurudev. Right. Then who was in right side, he became very, very what? Anger. Why you beat my Gurudev's this feet? Oh. And then he took that pankha and then, oh, you have done. Then he took his feet and broke the leg. And then, oh, you have broken my Gurudev legs? Then he also, and Gurudev. what doing, and he was died. We don't like disciples like this. They should know the aim, the feeling of Gurudev, what he wants. A real guru will not accept disciples like them, reject. He will give a lolai in his hand. Lolai, you know? I have initiated you, oh, take this. Some money, some reputation, something beautiful. Oh, girl, he will give. Oh, you should go. So we should try to know all these things. Then, after that, again, you should read in the Transcendental Rainbow Bridge.
So here, in his talk, what Srila Prabhupada writing, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, again Srila Rupa Goswami states in Bhaktivedanta Sindhu, Seva Sadaka Rupena, Siddha Rupena Chantali, Kantala Chnakaya, Vraja Loka Anusarataha. In the transcendental realm of Vraja,
this is the process that we can serve Radha Krishna conjugal. He has explained in Bhakti-rasami Sindhu. And to this slok he is translating.
One should serve the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna with a feeling similar to that of his associates.
Where you are reading?
Yeah, in the transcendental realm of
Braj. Yes.
In the transcendental realm of Braj, Brajadhan, one should serve the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna with a feeling similar to that of his associates, and one should place himself under the direct guidance of a particular associate of Krishna.
Like if Raghunath Das Goswami, like a disciple, and Rupa Goswami, pure devotee, Shiksha Guru, or anything. He is with Rupa Goswami. How he should do? Oh, what Rupa Goswami has idea to serve Krishna? He should follow. In what process he internally serves? Oh, conjugal. Rupa Goswami serves conjugal, but he is in one side. He has much more affection for Srimati Radhika and thinks that Radhika is my Swami. And what does Raghunath Das Goswami? He follows quickly. Tavai vasmi, najivami tvayavina, iti vijnaya radhe, kangnaya mama charanand. Ar sirup manjari prathita pureshman punsaha parsh, nai pashyasi iti bimbadare khatama nagata bhartrikaya yatte badhai kimutu shukvanji. Very deep meanings in this. So always in all respect, he follows. Oh, like Raghunath, Rupa Goswami. So he has told. The method applicable.
This method, one should place under the direct guidance of a particular associate and follow in his footsteps. This method is applicable both in the stage of sadhana. Sadhana means, Swami Maharaj has written here, spiritual practices while executed in the stage of bondage. So this method is applicable in the stage of sadhana, spiritual practices executed while in the stage of bondage.
And
in the stage of sadhya, God realization, when one is Siddha Purush or a spiritually perfect soul.
What is the meaning? Very important thing. Some tells like this, they have idea like this. Anyone in this stage of bondage, they should not
practice all this.
Oh, they should not take the name of Radha and Krishna and gopis. Never. Otherwise you will fall down from you will deviate from this line. Don't take. First be pure.
Perfect.
Eh?
Siddha, perfect.
And Siddha, perfect. And then you can chant the name of Radha Krishna conjugal, or you can remind the gopis pastimes with Krishna. He has told something else, not like this. And that is why those who are following this, oh, they will never fall down, never. Because gradually they will go up and they will have some tastes gradually. And that is why they will never fall. Like a stream, they are going. Realizing more interest and more greed. And more taste is coming, so they will not fall. But those who will think that, oh, first we should be renounced, keeping all kinds of desires. We should be pure and siddha. And then we should remember that. Or we can hear all these things. Oh, I think that they are not following Swamiji. And that is why top to bottom, 100% they are going down. But those who are following this, they will never fall down. If they are telling that, oh, those who are chanting in the bondage stage, on remembering the pastimes of Krishna, hearing even, oh, they are sahajiya. I will tell that, first of all, this person who is writing is sahajiya. Who? Your Gurudev. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swamiji is sahajiya, father of sahajiya. And also Rupa Goswami. Oh, highest class of sahajiya of sahajiya. And even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is sahajiya, more sahajiya. So we will follow sahajiya. No harm. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. And we want to be always sahajiya. Yeah, like this. So, Krishna Das, Krishna Kabhi Karanpur, like that. So, we should try to realize all these things. Don't obey them. Top to bottom, they are fallen even. Who are, from outwardly, they are not fallen down, but still. If anyone reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, they're reading the books of Goswamis and Srimad Bhagavatam. If they have not greed to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal, no greed, no taste has come, that they should be rejected forever. We don't like to associate with them. So you should be a class of Vaishnava. Reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will read, this will read, you will read. Oh, certainly a greed will come, but don't be sahajiya, khurasya dhara. Don't naked Radha Krishna and sell in market these things. Keep very secret in your heart. And you can discuss only with the devotees who are certainly qualified for this. And there, Goyam akhyati prichati. There, you should apply this. Goyam akhyati and prichati. This is most confidential thing. After that, what is written?
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has commented as follows upon this verse. One who has not yet developed interest in Krishna consciousness should give up all material motives and train his mind by following the progressive regulative principles, namely chanting and remembering Krishna and his name, form, quality, pastimes, and so forth. In this way, after developing a taste for such things, one should try to live in Vrindavan, and pass his time constantly remembering Krishna's name, fame, pastimes, and qualities under the direction and protection of an expert devotee. This is the sum and substance of all instruction regarding the cultivation of devotional service. In the neophyte stage, one should always engage in hearing Krishna Katha. This is called Shravandasha, the stage of hearing.
Oh, very high class of things he has. And they tell me that, oh, Narayan Maharaj, he is Sahajiya. We should not hear him. But why he is telling all these things? He is telling everything. Which has been told by Rupa Goswami in Ujjwal Neen Mani, and also Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has, in the last of Jaiva Dharma, he has told all these things. From there he has quoted. Go.
In the neophyte stage, one should always engage in hearing Krishna Katha.
Always hear. Don't make any conclusion. Don't be guru. Don't think by
uncontrolled mind
all the pastimes of Krishna. Hear, hear, hear. Only hear. This will help you. This is called Shravandasha. Then?
This is called Shravandasha, the stage of hearing. By constantly hearing.
If you are hearing and in hearing dasha, but you are always giving so high classes, then you are offender. You should not do. Some do. So they should be careful. They should not do.
By constantly hearing the transcendental holy name of Krishna and hearing of his transcendental form, qualities and pastimes, one can attain to the stage of acceptance called Varandasha.
This is called Varandasha. More higher, more higher. We can hear, but to bring this Varandasha is very difficult. Like give up your lust, I heard. Have you given? How many times, how much years will take? Thousand and thousand at birth may take, but you cannot give up your lust. Very well. Those who are doing like this, this is called Varandasha. So how we can accept without the mercy of Gurudev? Then?
When one attains this stage of Varandasha, he becomes attached to the hearing of Krishna Katha.
Very attached. Without Harikatha, he cannot live. He will give up his life. Rupa Goswami himself used to hear Srimad Bhagavatam by Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. And he was used to be overwhelmed with that. Anyone could not at that time could not think of him that in what stage he is. When one is able to chant
when one is able to chant in ecstasy.
Ecstasy?
Rati. He attains the stage of Smarana Vasta, the stage of.
Then he can smaran. Don't smaran now. The sweet pastimes of Radha and Krishna in morning, evening, and all these things. Don't. First hear all these things. And all will come automatic. And then
recollection, absorption, meditation, constant remembrance, and trance
are the five.
Smarana, dharana, dhyana, dhruva, smriti, and samadhi.
Yes.
There are five items of progressive Krishna smarana. At first, remembrance of Krishna may be interrupted at intervals.
Yes.
But later remembrance proceeds uninterrupted.
Now, if you are chanting, especially remembering your Guru Mantra in the morning, like Brahma Gayatri, Guru Gayatri, Gopal Mantra you are doing. At once you will see that, oh, my mind is not here. Either you will sleep, otherwise your mind is here and there. And after some time, you search your mind, where is, and again forcibly you are engaged. At once, in a moment, you will see that he has gone. Very difficult, but very easy also, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. When
remembrance is uninterrupted,
no interruption.
It becomes concentrated, and it is called meditation. When meditation expands and becomes constant, it is called anusmriti. By uninterrupted and unceasing anusmriti, one enters the stage of samadhi.
That is real samadhi. And more than this samadhi, gopis are always in samadhi. They are taking prasadam, decorating with Krishna, but they are in samadhi. You cannot imagine, even yogis cannot imagine how high class of this samadhi.
Sahaj
samadhi.
After smaran dasha or samadhi has fully developed, the soul comes to understand his original constitutional position.
Oh, now he knows. And now he can engage that his soul in service of Radha and Krishna. Then lust will come. Mind will not go here and there. And then he is perfect like. At that time,
he can perfectly and clearly understand his eternal relationship with Krishna. This is called Sampati Dasha, the perfection of life.
Well, there are so many things, but you should read and try to follow Gaur Premananda.
Gurudev, on text number 5, you said we should mentally honor even those who don't know how to properly honor pure Vaishnavas. But what if somebody is chanting and actually offending pure Vaishnavas?
Offending, but not giving respect. This is a stage. In that stage, we should try to help that poor, that Kanishtha Adhikari, to develop his stage. That is the mercy of, kripa of Madhyama Adhikari to Kanishtha, he should do. He does not know anything. If you're this little baby here making his stool and doing this, is this offense or ignorance? What should you do? You should throw out that boy or what? Never do. So we will have to think all these things.
Earlier, she was describing how Grandfather Bhishma Dev, he was influenced by bad association. But also he's Mahajan.
Yes.
So he's really just showing us.
He's Mahajan, that is why he's telling like this. That at that time, I was influenced by taking prasadam from the house of Duryodhan. And Duryodhan was serving. So I became in doubt, so many things. And I was not at that time pure. He has accepted himself, though he is Mahabhagavat. And he is Mahabhagavat in this sense, that he told truth.
Was he actually influenced, or he was just allowing the pastimes to?
Oh, he's telling that a person like me can
influence
by this. Then what to tell others?
Right,
Gaur Premananda.